Beloved brethren and friends, my wife and I bring you the warm greetings of the brethren in Jamaica. And from my home assembly there at Goshen. We, in Jamaica, we love the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. We love the whole word of God. The word of God is sweet. And we are privileged to sit and to listen to God's word. I don't want to depart from what is before us. So I'm going to ask us to turn again to Numbers chapter 21. Numbers chapter 21 from verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses, and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent has bitten any man, when he behold the serpent of brass, he live. St. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and I read from verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I read it again. Should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. As we were occupied this morning, they were sending messages to different kings who have owned God's land and saying, allow us to pass through. They sent to Edom. They sent to Esau. Esau says, no. They sent another message. He said, no. And they turned back. The Lord said, don't fight them. And they turned back. And so that is what we have here. They were now compassing, going around that whole land of Esau. And it was much discouraging because they have come so close and have to retrace their steps all the way to go around. And God remember what Esau did. I'm not going to be occupied with that. But because of discouragement, it caused the people to speak words that they should not, but actually it was what in their hearts. They spoke against the Lord, and they spoke against Moses. The thing is, they before had spoke against Moses, and they spoke against Aaron. But now they spoke against the Lord, and that was a serious matter. And they spoke against God's provision. God has provided manna for the food. Man did eat the mighty's meat. God has made a great provision for them. But they despised the manna. And they said, our soul hated it. Our soul hateth this light bread. And so they despised what God has provided. And God, who was protecting them from these venomous snake, he just lift his hand a little bit, and these serpents came over and bit the people. But this serpent, as we read in Revelation, is the same old serpent that actually spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden. This serpent had bit our forefather. And the venom of sin has passed on down through the bloodstream. And that's why, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, in that all have sinned. All have sinned. And the little infants, they might not have personal sin of their own, but they're born with the sin nature. And so I believe that perhaps all in this building, the moment you know right from wrong, need to repent and turn to the Lord. Need to repent and to own up to God as to who we really are, because we are sinners. We are not just half good people. We are bad people. That's how we're born. We're born bad. And every slice of man is sinful, because it runs through the bloodstream. And the blood that is running through our vein is sinful, is poisonous. And that's why we are dying. Have anybody ever asked you how young you are? They ask you how old you are, because we are dying. We are going back to the grave. And you need to be saved before you actually die. Before you take the last breath, my friend, make sure that you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And so they realize that they have sinned. They realize that they have gone wrong, and they came to Moses and confessed their sins. They said, we have sinned against God, and we have spoken against God. We have spoken against you, Moses. You know, sometimes we like to generalize. But here they specify their sins. They say, we have spoken against God, and we have spoken against you. Pray to God for us. So Moses going to prayer, and God provided the way of salvation. God always provides a way of salvation. Whenever people are humble, a broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise. And so God said, make a serpent out of brass and hoist it on a pole. And it shall be that whosoever is bitten by a serpent, when he look on that serpent of brass, he shall live. That's God's word. God said, if anybody in that camp is bitten by a serpent, all that person have to do is look on the serpent of brass. And some people might say, oh, that is too easy. That is too easy, man. Just look. It has to be something more. No, God said, look. And God said, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For beside me, or apart from me, there is no Savior. You know, God have one Savior. God sent one Savior into the world. I keep saying that.